Hello?
Hi, my name is Melissa and I'm calling with roadside assistance. Let's see here. Let me ask you a few. I just wanted to get some information here so I can get you dispatched out. Is it Levant?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Looks like we've had some difficulty getting you dispatched out with the information we got. So let me go ahead and get all the information correct so we get you worked out, okay? First and foremost, the vehicle, is it the 04 Honda Civic, correct? And it's tan?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
Yes.
is it inside of a parking garage?
Well, yeah, I brought it out because the driver told me, "Oh, I'll be there in 10 minutes." And then I got another call that said, "Oh, yeah, it's going to be 3 hours." So I put it
Oh,
back.
Lord.
The
I don't
thing
blame
is,
you.
it's in a parking garage, but the clearance on the garage is well over, I think, 12 or 16 feet. So the truck can get in there no problem, but I can pull it out if needed.
Okay. And there's four flat tires. What happened with the vehicle? Was it vandalized
It
or was it just
yes,
sitting for a really long period of
it
time?
was
It was
vandalized.
vandalized.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this here. The drop-off location I have on Birch Street, that's obviously a mechanic and that's closed, correct?
Yeah, so it's my buddy's mechanic shop, yeah.
Okay. So can we go ahead and hold off on this until tomorrow morning so we can get a dispatch out when they are open? Because we can't have the if the provider shows up and they're not open, they'll impound the vehicle overnight.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna leave the car out of the garage. You
Okay.
have the license plate number and everything on it, right? Let me go ahead and give you the license plate number. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, hang on one second. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The license plate number is 8 Zulu Whiskey Bravo 056, and it has a San Diego State University license plate frame.
Okay, gotcha.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pull the car back out, and I'm gonna leave it in the street for the truck to get tomorrow because I'm gonna be at work. You can't miss it when you pull into the complex, and you and I mean, you can't miss it. The car is gonna be out there. You're gonna read the license plate number. You're gonna see the San Diego State license plate frame, and you're gonna be like, "Oh, that's the 04 Honda Civic tan."
I gotcha. Okay. Let me just read it back to you. I have 8 Zulu Whiskey Bravo 056.
I believe that was correct. Let me pull a picture. 8 Zulu Whiskey Bravo 056, San Diego State license plate frame.
Got it.
All
Okay.
right. And so the complex, I would imagine you're taking notes. It's a pretty big apartment complex. They're called apartment homes. It's a pretty nice area. It's gated. The driver's gonna have to come in and check in with the security and just let them know, "Hey, I'm picking up a car for this unit, da 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 da." Because it's a gated community, and when you come in, you got to check in with the security at the front, like shack, shed,
Is
whatever.
there anybody going to be home in order to verify that the tow truck is allowed to go in there and pick up the vehicle?
No, they're not going to stop it. They're not going to turn it around and say, "You can't come in." We're going to put it on the list.
Oh, you're
If
put
I
on
mean,
list. Okay.
if you call me tomorrow and you tell me what's up, the driver, this and that, we can put it on the list, but I don't think either way it's going to have a problem. When it pulls up and checks in with the security, just tell him, not, jot this down, tell your driver to tell the security, "I'm picking up a vehicle for unit for 6418 Ambrosia Drive, unit 5217." And
5217. They have 5127.
wow.
See, I'm glad I called you. We'll fix this.
Yeah,
Okay,
so.
5217. I got 6418 Ambrosia Drive, 5217. We've got the license plate number. I got San Diego State University license plate frame. And they need to let the front gate know that you're picking up a vehicle for that unit. And then they'll be able to get in there and pick that up. Now, when they pick up the vehicle, where will the key be left in order for the provider to be able to break loose the steering wheel and start the vehicle?
I am going to leave it. What would you say is a good location? I usually put it on top of one of the tires, so that way the fender encloses it and you can't really it's concealed. Nobody would like know unless they really stuck their hand up in there on the tire. Does, oh shit, there's keys here. I usually just tell, you know, note down, I'll leave the keys on the front passenger, or sorry, no, front driver's side tire. And then as well on the keys is going to be a silver key for what is called a club. And I'm going to have a club on the wheel. So that way, you know, they can open up the door, take the club off. Or do you want me just to not put it on there?
I would just do it. Just do it. And I will let them know that the key, the little tiny key that looks like a, you know, like a locker type of key is going to be for that club. Use that as well. Yeah, do it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Don't leave it. Right. No, yeah, no.
So I'll put the club on. The key will be on the keychain. It'll have a green. The key will have a green, like a D-ring kind of clasp that holds all the keys.
Okay.
And
the number that I have on file here, the one Indian 2594, is that your number?
That is my number, yes.
Okay, perfect. So if there is any situation whatsoever that the provider would need to reach out to you, is he able to reach you by voicemail or by calling?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay, call me, cool. Text me, voicemail, that's fine, everything.
Cool.
I just didn't want to stay up till like 11 p.m. because, you know, they keep calling. I've got like four different people calling me saying, oh, we're not going to be there for 3 hours. Like,
yeah,
dude, it's like 8 o'clock
at
night.
This is ridiculous. I've seen it. Like, two different providers have already canceled on you. I grabbed it and I'm like, nah, we're not doing this tonight.
I think their concern initially was that it was in a parking garage. And I'm thinking that maybe they're thinking it's like somewhere downtown where it's hard to get in and out of parking garages and it's real confined spaces. But no, this one's nice and open.
Okay, perfect. All right. So are you going to pull it out or are you going to leave it inside the parking garage?
I'm going to go pull it out right now. I'm going to put it in the street and I'm going to place the keys. I'm going to put the club on. I'm going to place the key on the front driver's side tire. It has a green key ring, D ring.
All righty. Okay, so do you happen to know what time this Birch Street mechanic, do you happen to know what time they open up?
I would imagine 8 or 9 in the morning, but I'd probably say closer to the 9 o'clock side.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw this back up on my alert board. I'm here until 7 in the morning, so I'll go ahead and just let somebody know. If I'm not here and dispatching this, just go ahead and get this dispatch out around 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, you'll have it dispatched out within an hour, and then we'll get it taken care of from there.
Okay, so ideally it should be showing up to the shop after 9.
Right after 9, yes. Yeah, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour.
All right, no problem. If you can, I don't know, are you able to delay that 1 hour just to be safe?
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Let's push it out till like have it dispatched around like 8:30 or 9 and then have it show up about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. That way you can reach out to the mechanic and know it's at least coming as well.
Yeah, and then I'll text him right now. If he says anything different, do you have, is it under your discretion on what time you dispatch it? Because, I mean.
Yes.
Just send it out. Have the car arrive at noon then, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not
dispatch
a problem at all.
11, arrival at noon.
Sure, you got it.
Thank you so much. And then just so you have it correct, it's 6418 Ambrosia Drive. Apartment 5217, San Diego,
correct.
California, 92124.
Correct. Going to 9052 Birch Street in Spring Valley.
Yes. And the shop is on a really steep hill. Can't miss it.
Yeah, that's how Chile or Spring Valley is. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So you're local then. You're in San Diego.
I used to be. I grew up in San Diego. So yeah, okay. I know Dictionary Hill very well. So I learned how to drive. Alrighty, so I'll get this dispatched out for you in the morning, and of course, if you have any questions or concerns, just please feel free to give me a call. Okay.
Say again.
If you have any concerns or questions, just feel free to give me a call back.
Okay. Is this your main line?
Yeah.
All right. And your name?
Melissa.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. I'll save your number.
All right. Perfect. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.